Bible this evening, if you turn with me to the book of Jeremiah, I don't know if this is fitting, but I believe it's proper. I wonder if y'all would just give me just a minute that we can give the young people a hand real quick. In the book of Jeremiah, and we'll be in chapter 18. I do have to say that you're going to have to pray for me because I have a bone to pick with somebody. I burnt my tongue very severely this afternoon on a piece of warm apple cobbler with covered in whipped cream. So it's a good way to go. All right, we're going to start in verse number 1 and we'll work our way down through verse number 10. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, "Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words." Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it. If that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it. If it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them." Let's pray real quick. Lord, thank you for this day you've given us, Lord. And I pray that you just be with the last few minutes remaining of the service, Lord. I pray that you just be with me. Give me the words that you would have me to say, Lord. I pray that you just help me to not stutter over my words or anything like that, Lord. I pray if I say anything that you would have me not to say, Lord, I pray that you'd have it to be forgotten. I pray that you just be with the speaker after me, Lord. I pray that you just give him exactly what you have him to say. Lord, I pray that you just bless this evening, and I pray. Amen. In this passage of Scripture, God has spoken to Jeremiah, and he's told him to go down to the potter's house. And so Jeremiah heads on this journey, and he went down to the potter's house, or the potter's workshop, and he began to watch and take note of exactly what the potter was doing. And he noticed how that he had the clay and the potter's wheel and things that a potter would usually use to mold and to make things out of clay to be served for their purpose. As he observed these things, he took note of a few things that the potter had done. He took note of one thing in particular, and it's in verse number 4. And he took note of the fact that some of the clay was marred, and that the potter had to take out some marred pieces, some hardened pieces that had retained more oxygen and more air than other pieces, and had become hard and unusable. So he would take those out and set those to the side. Usually the potter will take out these marred pieces, and he will set them aside, and they will be thrown in the garbage. Sometimes there will also be so many marred pieces that he must throw everything out and start all over. And that is what Jeremiah has found here. So he has the clay. He sees that the potter has the clay. Now, when I tried this illustration at home, my hands were really nasty after I was done, and I forgot to bring anything to clean my hands with. So if there's a mess up here for whoever comes next, just bear with it. So he sees the potter has this clay, and he sees that he's picking it out, and he finds that there are several marred pieces in here. And God says to, and then after he sees what the potter is doing with this, then he finds that the Lord begins to speak to him. And he says, "Are you not just like this clay?" Basically what the Lord is saying, "I'm like the potter and you're like the clay. The clay resembles you." The Lord says, "Give me your life that I may mold you and make you into what I would have you to be." And tonight, the title of my sermon is Cultivating the Clay. Cultivating the Clay. So how do we live up to our full potential? How do we live to our full potential? By cultivating the clay. Cultivating the clay would be another way of saying living up to our full potential. We, as the clay, we would prepare ourselves to be to live up to our full potential. Well, number one, first, we're going to sweep out the sin. We're going to sweep out the sin. In verse number 4 of chapter 18, "And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter." So the marring, or the harder pieces, is what we would use to resemble sin. So all the hard pieces, the potter would take out all the hard pieces of the clay, and he would set them aside so he could use the rest of the clay to be made into something else to serve his purpose. What I have to say tonight Would the Lord, if you gave your clay over to the Lord, would the Lord find so many marred pieces in the clay that there would be nothing left over in the end to be used? The more and the more that the Lord surfs through this clay and finds pieces in it, how much is left? Because our life is what, how we live up to our full potential is how we're going to use our life to show others, to bring them to Christ. And if there's nothing left, what's going to happen next? God's not able to use us as we ought to if we have all these marred and hard, hard pieces in our lives. He must first get all the junk out and take everything out. What happens if the clay gets too much oxygen and too much air? Well, we already said, like the marred pieces, it gets hard. This cannot live up to its full potential. There is not much that you could do with this at all. I mean, you might be able to use it for a baseball, but I imagine that won't last long. There's not really anything that this can be used for. If you're handing your clay over to God, and you hand him over something like this, that's rich and soft, the Lord has plenty of work to do with you. But if all you have is this, what do you expect God to do with this? Your clay, your life, needs to have lots of moisture in it, or we'd say water. Whenever clay gets hard, now I believe this right here is beyond repair. I don't know, I haven't tried, but I'm pretty sure it is. But whenever it gets somewhat hard, you can add a little bit of water to it. And the little bit of water is what we will say is the Bible. So number two, we will saturate with Scripture. In verse number four, it says, "So he made it again another vessel, as it seemed good to the potter to make it." So we're going to take this clay, and we're going to take out all the hard pieces. And how do we get rid of these hard pieces? How we get rid of these hard pieces in the clay is we're going to give a little bit of water to it. And that water is going to soften. That Scripture, the little bit of Scripture that we have, that we've hidden in our hearts, is how we can defeat and get all the sin out of our lives. So whenever we hand our clay over to God, it's not like this. Whenever we hand our clay over to God, he has something rich and something fresh that he can start, not over with, but something that he can begin to work with. Something that he can mold and make for you to live up to your potential purpose. The water is a picture of the Bible, and when we saturate our lives every day with the Scripture, then we'll begin to know what the sin is and how to defeat it. We must saturate our lives with the Bible if we want to live up to our full potential. It's a daily cleansing that makes us able to live up to God, to God's will or our potential. Because with soft clay like this, there's a lot that you can do with this. A lot that a potter that could do with this. A potter could make, I don't know, a potter could do whatever he wants with this. Hand your clay over to God, very, very, very wet, saturated with Scripture, and God can make whatever he wants out of it. I don't know what that is that God wants to make out of it. Only God knows, and then you will know whenever he tells you. It could be maybe a missionary in the foreign field. It could be an evangelist. It could be a layman or a pew warmer. It could be somebody who just sits in church and says a hearty amen every once in a while. I don't know what that purpose is. Only you and God know what that purpose is. But if you hand your clay over to God, if you hand your clay over with all the moisture that it needs, all the Scripture that you need, God will have plenty of room to do whatever he wants with it. Number three, submitting to service. Verse number four, toward the end there. So he made it again another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make it. Are you living up to your full potential? If you just hand this over to God, he can do just about whatever he wants with this. But if you hand this over to God, and then God begins to reveal what he wants you to be, what are you doing to live up to your full potential? This is completed. The project has been completed. This can never be this. But this can. The project is completed. But if it just sits there, it's not living up to its full potential. Now, I understand some people may say that things like this can be bought just for show, but it has no purpose. Okay, it's good for the eyes. It's good for the eyes. That's all it does. But are you living up to your full potential? This right here, just sitting on a shelf or just sitting like that, does nothing. But this also does nothing. Also, so we need to submit to service. Then it can be put into use and we can know exactly what the Lord wants us to do. Just like the plate that is used to eat off of, are you doing what you were created to do? God has a special purpose for each and every one of us. And the whole focus of this sermon is, are you living up to your full potential? Because this is the starting point. I don't know if there may be, maybe everybody in this room is at this point. I don't know. Only you will know. But only you will also know if you're like this. And my friend, once you get this far, there's not really much that you can do. And I pray that before we get this far, that we'll realize that when we still have a fresh, good amount of clay, when we have a good bit of life left in us, that we'll hand ourselves over to God. And we'll let Him continue to shape and mold us into what He wants us to be. And we can live up to our full purpose. Because this can do nothing on its own. This can do nothing on its own. The purpose of this is unknown. But the purpose of this can be known, and very simply too. But if you aren't doing what He wants you to do, then you should be. But if you are doing what He wants, then you are in the air. Typo. But if you are doing what He wants, then you are doing your full potential or your full capability. Cultivating the clay is a daily battle that many Christians face. But if we keep the clay cultivated, if we keep the clay of all the marred pieces, when we hand our clay over to God and He has to take all those pieces out, what if we handed the clay over to God as pure as possible? So He has as little to no work to do as possible at all. But if we keep the clay cultivated, then we're living up to our full potential and it will be as easy it'll be easy as long as we are saturated with Scripture and we have everything that we need. We need to sweep out the sin, saturate with Scripture, and submit to service. Let me pray. Lord, thank You for this day that You've given us, Lord, and I thank You for the opportunity to be able to do this, Lord. I pray that You just be with the next speaker, Lord. I pray that You give them the exact words that they need to bring the gospel, Lord. I pray that You just bless the rest of this service. In Your name I pray. Amen.